Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is how God's wonders can inspire us to trust Him. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
None can compare with God. Written and read by Whitney Hoppler. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. Psalm 40:4-5, NIV. I felt worries creep into my mind while I waited for a loved one's medical test results. The uncertainty was so stressful that I turned to a comfort food, chocolate ice cream, for some stress relief. But after eating the ice cream directly from the container, which is never a good idea, I realized I felt worse, not better. So I tried to distract myself in yet another way by watching a television show. That just numbed my mind, leaving me feeling like I'd wasted time. Finally, I did what I should have done in the first place. I went outside to take a wonder walk in nature. Wonder walks are times of intentionally pursuing God's wonder while walking. As I walked through my neighborhood, the bright moon and stars above me and the towering trees around me directed my attention to God, since every part of nature reflects its creator. I let myself be inspired by awe, which shifted my perspective from my circumstances to the one who is in control of them. Worry evaporated from my mind as wonder took over, and I prayed about my concerns, trusting God to handle them. Only God could give me the peace I needed. No cheap substitutes like comfort food or TV could do that. It was remembering God's wonders that helped me turn to God for peace of mind. In Psalm 40:4-5, we find a beautiful expression of trusting our wonderful God. It emphasizes the value of trusting in God rather than anything else for what we need. This trust is not just a passive acknowledgement of God's existence, but an active dependence on God's character and promises. It involves surrendering our own understanding and control while relying on God for the guidance and provision we need. It challenges us to deliberately turn away from anything that can become an idol in our lives, including comfort foods and mind-numbing TV, and turn toward God. As we consider the many wonders God has done, we can see that none can compare with God. He is the only true source of help for whatever we need in any circumstances. This Bible passage contrasts trust in the Lord with looking to the proud and turning aside to false gods. Pride manifests as an overestimation of our own abilities and a reliance on human strength or wisdom apart from God. It can lead to self-sufficiency and arrogance, distancing us from the humility and dependency required for a deep relationship with God. Similarly, false gods represent anything we elevate above God in our lives, whether that's wealth, success, relationships, or anything else. Trusting in these abilities ultimately leads to disappointment and emptiness. Next, Psalm 44 through 5 expresses awe and gratitude for the wonders God has done and the plans he has for his people. The passage reflects on the incomparable nature of God's deeds and recognizes them as evidence of God's power, wisdom, and faithfulness. These wonders encompass the miraculous acts recorded in the Bible, the wondrous work God is doing in our lives right now, and the wonderful future God has planned for us. The magnitude of God's wonders is truly awe-inspiring. The abundance of God's countless blessings and the intricacy of God's plans surpass our human understanding. Recognizing that sparks a desire to praise God. None can compare with our wonderful God. Intersecting faith and life. As you reflect on how God's wonders can inspire you to trust Him, consider these questions. Where do I place my trust when faced with challenges or uncertainties? Do I find myself seeking validation from human pride or turning to idols for security? How can I cultivate a deeper awareness of God's wonders and plans for my life? In what ways can I trust God more in my daily life? Try these ways to let wonder inspire you to trust God more. Spend time in prayer and meditation, intentionally placing your trust in God's sovereignty and goodness for situations that concern you. Enjoy time in nature as often as possible and notice what you can learn about the Creator from creation. Practice discernment to identify and reject the influences of pride and idols in your life. Study the Bible regularly to remind yourself of God's faithfulness and the wonders He has done. Further reading, Proverbs 9:10, Psalm 111:10, Jeremiah 17:7-8, Isaiah 26:3-4, Psalm 62:8.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.